Going to be looking at John chapter 11 today. We're going to be looking at the first 45 verses. And this week in Seek God for the City, it's seeking His glory. And we're seeking God's glory here. We're seeing how we are can be how we can seek after God's glory. Our prayer for Rachel today, and this is right in line with this passage here. All that's going on, you're going to see how God's glory really shines in these dark places. But if you've got your Bible, turn with me to John chapter 11. If you don't, it will have it up on the screen. But I encourage you to bring your Bible with you. You can underline, make notes, maybe see yourself. So John chapter 11, starting with the first verse. And it reads, "Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, 'Lord, the one you love is sick.' When he heard this, Jesus said, 'This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it.' Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Then he said to his disciples, 'Let us go back to Judea.' 'But Rabbi,' they said, 'a short while ago the Jews tried to stone you, and yet you are going back there?' Jesus answered, 'Are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. It is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light.' After he had said this, he went on to tell them, 'Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up.' His disciples replied, 'Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better.' Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought that he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, 'Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him.' Then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, 'Let us also go, that we may die with him.' On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them in their loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. 'Lord,' Martha said to Jesus, 'if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask.' And Jesus said to her, 'Your brother will rise again.' Martha answered, 'I know he will rise again in the resurrection in the last day.' And Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?' 'Yes, Lord,' she told him. 'I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world.' And after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. 'The teacher is here,' she said, 'and he's asking for you.' When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforted her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.' When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. 'Where have you laid him?' he said. 'Come, see, Lord,' they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, 'See how he loved him.' But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there's a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you have sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary had seen what Jesus did, put their faith in him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you that your glory shines in the deepest darkness. Lord, right now we just ask that you would send your Holy Spirit to shine in the darkness of our hearts and our minds, that you would reveal yourself in your glory there. Lord, speak to us this day in a way so we can understand you more and better be your agents for taking the gospel to others. Lord, I pray for your anointing to be upon me that as I preach this morning, I might be empty of myself and filled up with you, and that then you would pour me out to bless your people. Lord, bless those who hear your word this day. Might it be your truth and not the truth of man. And might it truly impact our hearts, our minds, and our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, in Seek God for the City, it's seeking His glory. Today, it's seeking God's glory. We're seeking God's glory. Now, not all circumstances are correction or punishment. Now, often, there are times in our lives where we do need correction. Okay? And we find that uncomfortable. So that's one of the things that we should ask when we're going through difficult times. Is this God's correction? Is there something going on? But just as Job said, you know, there was nothing going on, here we have with Lazarus. Lazarus is not dying when this request goes out from his sisters for Jesus to come to his aid because Lazarus has done something wrong. This is, in fact, for God's glory. Let's read verse 4. It says, when he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. It is for God's glory, so that the Son may be glorified through it. Lazarus' sickness was for God's glory. Well, it's kind of tough on Lazarus, wasn't it? I mean, he died. I call that, you know, pretty severe, tough. And not to mention his sisters and the rest of his family, all who loved him. Even Jesus wept. But we see that many times these are opportunities for God's glory to shine. Okay? What's going on? This dark, dark time is an opportunity for God's glory. It's not about the darkness. It's about the light that can shine in that darkness. Now, Jesus talks about that light in verses 9 and 10. He says, You know, are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. It is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light. You know, walking in God's light is very much like walking in daylight. It's easier to see the obstacles. Jesus, they're asking, why are you going to go there? He said, I'm walking in God's glory here. They didn't quite get that. But the disciples, you know, they're confused. And we need to cut them a little slack here. You know, I myself even have kind of like, you know, what's with these guys? But when you recognize the situation, you're saying like, Jesus, why are we going to go? I mean, you said he's not going to die. No, what Jesus said is it's not going to end in death. Well, normally if somebody tells me it's not going to end in death, what do I think? They're not going to die. Right? How many here, if I say it will not end in death, think, well, the person will not die. Right? Okay, we don't need to go there. It's going to be okay. No, that's not what's happening. What we find is that these difficult circumstances are an opportunity to believe. Okay? So then he told them plainly, talking to his disciples now, Jesus, when they said, you know, why are we going? He said, Lazarus is dead. Okay, pretty plain. And for your sake, I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Okay? This difficult circumstance right now is an opportunity for belief. Really? Yeah. That's what Jesus just told them. Now, a lot of people believed that Jesus could have prevented the death. This is why the sister sent this messenger to Jesus, said, you know, come, Rabbi, come, heal our brother. And when first thing Martha does when she gets, says, if you'd only been here, Lord, my brother wouldn't have died. Mary says the same thing. She falls down on his feet. Oh, if you'd only been here, Lord, my brother wouldn't have died. And the people are saying, you know, if this guy had been here, I bet he wouldn't have died. But they're all thinking that death was the final say. They all thought that, you know, if we could beat them, but once death wins, that's it. End of the game. Right? It's like the buzzer sounded at the end of a hockey period, or you know the last whistle blows after a football game, or the last out in a baseball game. You know, it's the end. It's all over. You know, tally up the score. It's over. Death won. But that's not it. That's not the end. Jesus was going to use this as an opportunity to take their belief to another level. Okay? Verse 25, it says, and Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, but they still weren't getting it. So, let's try it. Verse 40. It says, then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? Okay, they're all at a grave. You're going to see God's glory here. Okay. They're like, oh, what's this dude talking about? What's he going to do? They're confused. Because he is so outside of the box of their experience. I mean, really, how often do we see somebody come back from the dead? You know, it's not an everyday occurrence. And here we're talking to somebody who's been dead so long that he stinks. 4 days. You know, we don't want to open that grave. 4 days. Now please note, 4 days, Jesus only waited 2 days before he left and made his way. So even if he had left immediately, Lazarus would have already been dead. But, you know, if he's only been dead a little while, you know, then he's maybe just mostly dead. You know, we'll get our Princess Bride allusions in there. But he's just mostly dead. You know, maybe if we shock him with the shock paddles, you know, get that Holy Spirit, you know, throw out a little lightning bolt. Oh, reanimate it. Little Frankenstein monster thing going, you know. Get him up. No. But 4 days, we're talking. Things are starting to turn. You know, you ever leave, you know, we talked about this at the men's retreat. Ever have a piece of hamburger or a piece of meat get stuck in the car, get left in there for a few days? You know, Susie's laughing because John shared about how that happened. But this was one of the things that the speaker talked about. You know, his wife had gone grocery shopping and she's all upset because she came back and there was missing a package of meat. So she went back to the grocery store and they gave her meat. You know, I didn't get it. Well, actually, it had gotten lost in the car. And, you know, a few days later, going, what's that smell? Okay, rot. Don't open it. Rot means that it's dead, okay? There's no question. Is he mostly dead? No, he's dead. So, he wants to take their belief to the next level. The belief leads to seeing God's glory. Belief leads to seeing God's glory. Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So he took away the stone, and then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you have sent me. That they may believe. The purpose of this whole operation is that people might believe. That God's glory could shine for the purpose of bringing belief. God's glory can lead to belief. Now it can lead to belief. Let's be clear there. Satan has seen God's glory. He does not believe on Lord Jesus to be his Lord and Savior. No, no, no. All of the fallen hosts of heaven don't believe in that way. They have that intellectual assent, understanding who he is, but it's not the same. That's what we're talking about here. Say believing on the Lord, believing on the work that Jesus has done, believing that Jesus is indeed the Messiah, the Christ, and that he is the rightful Lord. Okay? Glory can lead to belief. Verse 45 says, therefore many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did put their faith in him. Now what I didn't read was verse 46, which I will read right now. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So not everybody you saw believed. God's glory can lead to belief. And that was the purpose that Jesus waited. The purpose that God had for Lazarus dying was that some might believe, that God's glory could shine, that others could believe. But in order for God's glory to shine, there needed to be belief. You see, it's this cycle. You have belief, which leads to an opportunity. And then from that opportunity for God's glory is God's glory. And then from God's glory comes belief. And you get this cycle going. Belief, opportunity, glory. Belief, opportunity, glory. Which one's first? Well, if it's a cycle, there really is no first, is there? But where can we enter in? What is the part that we as human beings can do. Believe. This is the part that we enter in. We can believe on the Lord Jesus for our salvation, for Him to be our Lord, or not. Those are the options. Yes or no. Belief or unbelief. And if we believe, then God can use the dark opportunities in our lives to bring His glory. Okay? It's when things are darkest that God's glory shines the brightest. Believe in the Lord Jesus, God's holiness, righteousness, and promises. Then allow God to use your situation for His glory. So when you're in the darkest time of your life, that is when Jesus, God, has the greatest opportunity to shine for glory. What's that glory going to look like? I don't know. It's going to be bright, though. It's going to be a blessing. Sometimes it's peace in the midst of something. You say, how can you be at peace in the midst of all of this? That's just God's presence, God's glory. Sometimes it's something as miraculous and as, you know, outside of the box as the dead being raised. The people before, God can use us. We need to believe. Belief is where we enter into this equation. So when you are in your deepest, darkest times, don't say, oh, woe is me, God, why have you turned away? Instead, turn to God and say, God, I believe on you. I believe in your promises. I believe this is the time that you want to glorify yourself through my life. When I am in this deepest, darkest spot, that's when we want to reach out and grab onto God the most. And that's when God's going to really shine. And that's when He is going to shine out to others, and they're going to see God's glory and have opportunity to believe themselves. This is what God has called us to. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you this morning and we say, Lord, shine in our lives. Lord, when we get that deep, dark spot where things are dark, might we hold on to you with all that we have and believe on you, Lord, fully and completely trusting that you will be true and that you will be glorified, Lord. And whatever the outcome in our lives, Lord, as long as you are glorified, Lord, we can be at peace and have joy, being satisfied knowing that your will has been done and that your name has been lifted up and that others have had the opportunity to come to know you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.